Well, because if you think about it, being born, like if you were never born, you wouldn't care if you were born or not.
Do you
Then,
ever
so.
think? Hold on 1 second. There you go. Do you ever think, like, what's after life? Like, not like heaven or hell, like that kind of stuff, but like, after you die, like, what would life be?
Nothing because you died.
Yeah, but like, it's so hard to think of something after, and it's just like,
Like
it
about
gets like
what
in your
your life would be
feelings.
like,
No, just
or
any life.
what?
No, like, after you die, you know how you live life every day? You wake up.
And you're dead?
No, but like, after you're dead, like, what's after that? It's just like,
Nothing.
you don't know.
Because there's nothing, bro. When you
It's
die,
just
you die.
crazy.
You don't see anything. You just die. It's just lights out.
It's just kind of fucked, you know?
Bedtime. Sleepy time, and that's it. And you never wake up. And you wouldn't even remember because you died.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Shit's cut just too deep.
It's not that deep. It's just when you die, you die. Let me adjust my mic. I need a mic arm. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, I need one of those.
I got that one at home.
You got one?
Yeah, it's kind of ass though. Oh, actually, fun story. When I ordered it like on Amazon. I ordered it on Amazon, and it said it's like be here a couple weeks, but it came like a couple days after I ordered it,
That's cute.
and it said it lost in the mail. And
You should.
so I said, yeah, I never received it.
And did they
And they
call you
gave me
up?
$20 for it.
They didn't just send you another one?
No. They gave me, I was like, no, I don't want any more.
Oh, so you got it for free.
Yep.
Nice.
It's decent.
I need a audio what are the things called so I can plug in
Decker?
multiple,
Audio
huh?
deck?
Audio deck
Or
where I could
mixer?
something like that, yeah, where I could plug in like multiple mics to it and adjust the things on the thing
That's a
while.
mixer, I think.
Yeah, I need one of those for the pod, bro. It'd make everything way easier. There would be no like input lag from the two mics plugged in. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you not cough?
I mean, at least I
Hold
covered
it.
my mouth. You
Hold
want me to
it.
hold it?
Hold the
I'll
cough.
hold the cough.
So we just changed my oil. He helped. Oh, I didn't even introduce you yet. I don't. Okay, so don't say anything until I we're doing it again. Okay, so this is a man. If I had a wedding, I'm not sure if I'd invite him. I'm not sure if I'd invite anybody. I'm not even sure if I'd have a wedding. But if I did have a wedding and he was invited, he'd be there, but I don't think he would be one of the guys, the groomsmen. And that's not shade. He just wouldn't be one of the groomsmen. He's a good buddy. You know, I'd want him to be there, but I wouldn't want him to, say anything. So he'd be in the audience. If I was gonna have groomsmen, probably be my cousin, my sister, my older brother, sister. I'm not sure anymore. I'm pretty brother, my older brother. And Jordan Scott Jeremy. And my cousin. Did I say my cousin? I don't know. But this guy would be there. I would invite my mom. And my dad. Yeah. And, my family, of course. This guy, he's a hardworking young man. Very handsome. He has the, what is the hairline? The widow's peak? No. Is that what it's called? What the fuck is it called? It looks like a McDonald's sign. Or like an Italian. Are you Italian? Okay. Thank you for shaking your head. You're not allowed to say words yet. He has that. So handsome. Thick lips. You know what I mean? When, oh my God. He got some fat, like, ankles, though. He got some fat legs and calves and stuff. He's like horse legs, just not as strong. He sits down when he pees, which I'm not like opposed to, but like why all the time? All right, so this guest, Megan. Hi.
First off, I don't sit down every time I pee, all right? That's not true.
Do you ever sit down when you pee?
If I'm going to jerk off, yes.
Whoa. You jerk off, like, right when you pee?
No.
But, like...
I urinate and do my biz first.
And then you... I jerk off before I pee.
You're fucking weird.
No, because you ever, like, come... And then, like...
You accidentally pissed?
No. Why? You can't even... So you ever, like, come and then you have the little bit of, like... Not even, like, pre-cum, but, like, just a little dribble that is still, like, there, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't all, like, come out. Well, not that it doesn't all come out, but, like, there's just a little drip. You ever had that?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, well, I have. So, basically, I will jerk off and... What was that vibration?
That was my phone. Oh. Putting it down.
I'll jerk off and then I pee... Just to flush out the system so that there's not any more cum in there.
Why don't you just shower?
You shower, yeah, but there's still, like, cums in your urethra.
Can you jerk off in the shower? I can't.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's really weird.
It's tough. I usually...
Like, it took me almost 20 minutes to do it once.
In the shower?
Yeah.
Bro, I just, I jerk off, and then I get in the shower, and I pee in the shower.
I also didn't have any material. I was just kind of going...
With your mind?
I mean, I have with my mind before, but...
What the fuck?
I mean...
Your mind...
Who hasn't, to be honest?
Me?
You're fucking weird, then.
You're fucking weird for having that much brain power and being able to...
Because I have a big brain, I'm smart.
You got a big head.
Yep.
And brain's not...
Hair attached.
Oh, is that a bald joke?
Very bold.
Get you back for that one. I'm gonna get you back. Are you scared now?
Talk about my weight. Go ahead.
I didn't even say anything about your weight.
No, it's coming.
Oh, this podcast is not for body shaming.
Nor hair shaming either. Sorry.
But you already did.
I apologize.
You apologize. Thank you. Call me King.
No, I ain't gonna do that.
Say I'm sorry, King.
Sorry, Jay Nasty.
You know what? That's fine. Yeah, no. What are you doing?
Flexing my arms.
Why?
Been getting swole lately, you know what I'm saying?
That's a big ass pimple, bro.
It's my third nipple.
Bro, that's a big... You should pop it. Do those hurt?
Sometimes.
Like on the arm? I never, like, had one. I've had them other places. I got, like, two blackheads on my butt cheek, which is fine.
Yeah, a pimple on the side of my lip. What does that mean?
It's just a pimple, bro.
No, I'm just kidding. I was trying to make a joke about me. No, I was trying to make a herpes joke.
Yeah, about a week ago, I had a pimple on my lip. Well, it was a blackhead. And then I tried to pop it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it turned into an actual pimple. You know, like, it got worse. And then, like, I had to pop it again. And so I wore a mask to work just to, you know, cover it up. I didn't want anybody to see it.
It was hot that day, dude.
It was hot. But then I, like, pulled my mask down, and they said they could barely even see it. Like, it wasn't even bad. So I was like, oh, is that another one?
No, I don't know what this is. I think it's a scab. I keep picking it.
Let me see.
No.
Are you embarrassed?
No, it's gross.
Bro, don't be shy. We don't body shame here.
I'm trying to squeeze.
We don't body shame.
No.
All right, yeah, we do. I'll body shame anybody. Well, not just for no reason. You have to disrespect me, and then I will come directly after you at all angles. I'll body shame the fuck out of you. I'll shame you in any other way I could possibly think of.
You're weak.
I'm weak?
You're bald. Oh. No one likes you.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to do right now? I'm trying to get you to body shame me right now.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
That's all right.
Do it.
That's all right. How long has that chain been on your neck?
This one?
Yeah.
A while.
Hmm. Can you take it off over your head?
Barely.
Yeah, I figured barely.
Why?
Because you got a fat head.
What?
It's a size 13 bowling ball. I should have threw you down the bowling alley the other day.
You want to talk about the bowling? That was a fun night.
I want to talk about how big you are.
Oh, here it comes.
About when I walked by you, when you, like, squeezed between me and my car, I felt like a gravitational pull going towards your body. I thought I was getting sucked into like a black hole because you're so fucking huge.
Well, I thought I was passing a pedophile.
You're about what the fuck? You're about the size of a planet. You almost pulled me in, dude. I was nervous. You okay? It hurts, huh? It hurts, doesn't it? This is what happens when you come from... Bro, you get body shamed. Oh, poor thing. Where's Grubhub?
I don't know, dude. It's not going to be here for like another 20 minutes.
I was supposed to do a DoorDash today, but...
I wouldn't do it, dude. It's hot.
And I got air conditioning in my whip, bro.
You gotta do that thing after this anyway.
What?
You gotta pick up... Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably text him, ask him if he still needs a ride. So there's something I want to talk about real quick. I just looked at it and now it made me think. Dr. Squatch. I would like to mention, we are not sponsored by Dr. Squatch. I don't know why I say we, this is my podcast. I am not sponsored by Dr. Squatch, I promise you. I just started this podcast, nobody is listening. But I ordered this 3-pack of Dr. Squatch soap. It's organic, you know, like natural ingredients. Soap, I wouldn't say just for men, but it's a manly soap, you know.
It says men on it.
Oh, it says men's?
Yes.
Okay.
You ordered it? You didn't even buy it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Well, yeah, but you didn't buy it at the store. You ordered soap?
Yeah, I ordered it.
Who the fuck orders soap?
Me.
That's fucking weird.
Well, it's a new thing I'm doing. I'm trying.
I don't like that one.
Okay, so I got 3 scents here. So I got Cool Fresh Aloe.
Oh, I like that one.
This one just smells like you'd imagine an aloe soap would smell.
That's my least favorite.
And it's all natural. Coconut oil, zero grit, 5-ounce bar of men's natural soap. Okay, here, take a smell on this one.
I smelled that one already. I like this one.
You like the aloe one?
I don't like that one.
Okay, and the next one I got here. Cedar Citrus, Cedarwood Oil, Zero Grit, 5-ounce bar of men's natural soap. It tells you the directions. It says work up a lather underwater and apply where needed. I would hope your entire body. Does it say ingredients on here? It says zesty, energizing, and refreshing, just like a Squatch man should be. I don't know what a Squatch man... What is a Squatch man? What would you say? Just like a big manly man? Squatch. Ingredients... saponified oils.
It's a hairy beast.
Olive, sustainable palm oil, and coconut oil. Shea butter, cedarwood essential oil, orange essential oil, rosemary essential oil, peppermint leaves, kaolin clay, and sea salt. That's pretty... sounds natural. No harsh chemicals, cold process, I'd imagine the way it's made, and sustainably sourced.
It reeks.
Whatever. And, the last one I have is pine tar. It has oatmeal and sand.
Sounds tasty.
You lather it up, scrub yourself, rinse and repeat. And this one, all same shit, really. Smell this one. The pine tar is the one I used yesterday. Let me know.
Yeah, I like this one more than that one.
The pine tar is real nice. To be honest, though, the smell isn't like strong on me. I don't think. I smell it more in the bathroom than I smell it on myself when I'm done. But I do like the pine tar. Back to what we were saying. Sorry, guys. I got a call. I recommend it. I think I would recommend it. I like the way it smells. If you like smelling like a man, definitely pick up some Dr. Squatch. Not going to lie, it's not cheap for soap. It's $7 a bar. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Dang.
There's also monthly subscriptions as well if you want it. But I got it on Amazon, so yeah. Another thing, I'm sorry I'm not including you in much conversation, bro. I'm just talking. This could have been a solo podcast, huh? Anyways, so at the mall there is a claw machine. It has a bunch of AirPods in it, and I've been trying to win the AirPods from it for about over a week now. Whoa, you heard that? Mm-hmm. And so far in the machine, I've put in about $70. Yeah. I go almost every other day, and I'll put in like $5 or $10. And every single time, I get closer and closer. Yesterday, I went and I lifted the AirPods up, but as soon as it started moving, they fell. You know, they were the weight distribution, I didn't have it right. So I gotta figure out the weight of the AirPods and the weight distribution, find the center of gravity, and I need to pick it up accordingly. I also need to get all of the claw things on the box. Okay, I need all three sides of the claws to get on the box.
All the tentacles.
I mean, I get close, man, and it's like right next to the hole that it picks it up and drops it in.
You need me, bro.
No, I don't.
I'm a boss at claw machines.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, prove it.
Well, at Bolarama, like whenever I went with the other friends, they have a claw machine right at the entrance. I mean, it's stuffed animals, not AirPods.
Yeah.
But still, I like put in. They have the prepaid cards. You can like put a card and you can just use a card. Yeah, I won like 3 prizes out of like 5 tries.
Were you hype?
I was hype. And they were Beanie Babies. So they're like, they could probably be worth money because they're like big ones.
Big ones?
Like bigger ones. They're not like the stupid bears.
So, I spent $70 trying to win AirPods. And I think at this point I'm going to end up spending more than the AirPods are worth. Just to say that I won them from a claw machine.
What kind of AirPods are they?
Just regular AirPods. So at this point, they're worth like $120. The thing is, though, I think if I bought AirPods, like just went to the store and bought AirPods, it would be a waste of the $70 I spent trying to win them. You know what I mean? But also, if I got up to the price of the AirPods and still didn't win them, it would have been an even bigger waste, I think. You know? So, I'm in a dilemma, but I'm trying. I will win. What else is going on? What's new, dude? You tired?
A little bit.
Yeah. Where's the grow up? Are they close?
No.
Damn.
I think they're on Main Street right now.
What'd you order?
I ordered China City. But the person was coming from, like, I don't know where it was.
Main Street in Portland they're at?
What? No. Main Street.
Middletown?
Yeah. They're not even there yet.
Oh, they're not at the restaurant? Where's China City? That's the one near...
That's the one near the Blue Roofs, Rise and Shine.
Damn, why'd you order that one?
Because, one's good.
Did you order me anything? Oh my god, you didn't even ask.
Well, I have egg rolls, forget it, dude. Egg roll. My god. Egg
roll. So, we've been, What's it called? We've been doing some dumb shit, basically, walking up to each other at work and trying to talk like a child, or just like a dumb 10-year-old kid. So I'll walk up to him, I'll be like, my mom got me Fortnite on the Nintendo Switch. Do you have the, what's the skin?
Do you have the Skull Trooper?
Do you have the Skull Trooper skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gold Trooper?
How many V-Bucks do you have? Some shit like that.
And, I like the Minecraft ones.
The Minecraft ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on Facebook and start a live.
Don't point at me. I'm not looking too good.
Live podcast.
Yeah, do it towards you.
So start live video. We're going to put the phone right here. The thing is, I'm bald as fuck, though.
Who cares, bro? You went in public on Saturday, bald.
Public?
You went bowling bald.
Oh, that's because it was a smooth, like I just shaved like 2 hours before.
I don't give a fuck. You look good as fuck right now. I almost drooled.
Damn. That was a clean ass shave. And so I was really feeling myself, and then the chain looked kind of good. And my shirt. That was a nice shirt.
Yo, where's that chain, bro? You should be wearing that right now. You should wear a chain every day.
It's at her house, bro.
You should wear a chain.
It wasn't my chain.
You should wear a chain anyway. Get, bro. Get a simple one like this. Nah. Get silver, though.
I'm not a chain guy, bro.
Nor was I, and then Austin got me into it.
Mm-hmm. But nah, I was looking really damn good, not gonna lie. I was probably the best looking one there.
Debatable.
Debatable? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck looked better than me, bro? I was dressed...
Ooh. The S-word.
S-word. Alright, that's cat, bro. There's no way, man. I was dressed to impress. I was looking scrumptious.
Not gonna lie, I was looking pretty good, too.
No, you didn't.
That shirt was fire.
That shirt was stupid as... Alright. The shirt wasn't that bad. It's just the theme, the way others were dressed.
Alright, so the theme was Fancy Boy, right?
Yeah, Fancy Boy.
And obviously, you know, outside it's been hot in Connecticut, or humid, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sweat my ass off for a fucking bowling theme that we're going to be inside.
It was air conditioned in there. It wasn't even that bad, bro. I was so comfy the whole time. I didn't even sweat.
I was literally sweating. I was literally beginning, like, I felt the beginning of the sweats.
You were sweating.
Yeah, I felt like it. I felt sweat in the neck.
Do you know why you were sweating?
Because I was moving. I was getting strikes while you were getting fucking gutters.
You know why you were sweating before anybody else?
Well, I could see you were sweating easier because of your bald head. I saw the drips.
That's not how it works. It actually keeps me very well ventilated.
Drip.
No, being bald is good. It keeps me ventilated. It keeps the airflow going. It gets rid of heat because it's reflective. You know what I mean?
I was sweating because I'm thicker than a snicker.
You were sweating because you were fat.
AKA thicker than a snicker.
To be fair, that's not a fair one because Snickers aren't really like thick. They're
thick with the nougat.
They're about this big.
They're thick with the caramel. Shut up. Let me have my analogy.
All right, go ahead. I'll give you that one. Fucking whatever. But just
What's a better one? Give me a better one.
Fatter than Pluto.
Pluto the dog?
The planet.
Oh.
Yeah. Bro,
the dog?
No, just know you were sweating and nobody else was.
I wasn't even that sweaty. I said my neck. You want to give me neck?
Hey, yo. No, everybody.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to continue, not continue, but like tell more about the bowling thing. When I went with Armand and we were like almost an hour late. We were like 30 minutes late because, you know, he had to shower and he had to get dressed up like he's going to a fucking funeral.
He
anyway,
looked good, dude.
He did look good, but he overdressed a little bit. Not gonna lie. He took most of it off. Anyway, when we first got there, my boy Jacob came up to me and tried to touch my dick. Like,
you have
on
to.
The down low. No, you don't.
That's how we say hello.
Not in a public setting.
That's how we say hello where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
Yo, my boy was looking like Vin Diesel.
I look better than Vin Diesel, bro.
All right, but you said you didn't, but you did. You had a cross chain. You were bald, looking good. Family. You got like a collar. You had your chest pubes out. You had khakis.
Chest pubes. It's just chest hair. It's normal.
You were kind of light in the chest pubes. There wasn't really much going on.
I didn't put them all out, no.
Anyway, but you did look like Vin Diesel, and I called him that for the rest of the night.
And I just kept saying family. No, I was looking sharp. Nobody was touching me, bro. Swag meter was, like, off the scale. You know what I mean? I broke the scale, bro. Is Grubhub close yet?
They're just about to pick it up.
Oh, my God, bro. Fucking hungry. I just burped inside my stomach.
Yo, that candle loud as fuck, though.
It's a crackly crackly one.
That's a thing?
Crackles as it burns, yeah.
That's stupid.
Why?
It's relaxing. Aren't candles supposed to be like just smell good, not be loud?
It's not loud.
It's pretty loud. I can hear.
No, it's not. It's because like, you're listening.
Wait, just be quiet for a second.
Yeah, it's a good candle. I like it. I got a Yankee candle. It's nice and it smells good.
What's the flavor?
Stonewashed suede. What's so funny?
I wanna work as a Yankee candle namer.
namer? You want to name the candles?
I want to name candles. Here, give me like an example of a scent. Like, just like a, like, say strawberry or something. Or say like a random object.
Truly.
Truly? Like, okay.
What would you name a candle that smells like truly?
Oh, fuck. I got this. Like, truly wind.
That's the best you can come up with.
No, I got, like,
I was saying,
truly outstanding.
No.
That's clever, though.
No, it's not.
Truly outstanding.
I was thinking Caucasian summer.
That's good.
That's good, right?
Give me another one. One more. Give me, like, one more thing. I'll get a better one. You're looking around your room.
Light bulbs. No.
Light bulb? Oh.
No. Bubba Burger. Come on, bro. Memorial Day Parade.
I got it.
Bro. You can't name candles, bro. There's no
barbecue and chili.
Where the fuck did the chili come from, bro? What?
Sunday barbecue. There you
Sunday
go.
Barbecue. That's a good one. There you go. You wanna? All right. If I give you $400, would you drink the sweat out of my socks?
$400 drink? Yes.
To drink the sweat out of my socks?
Yep. Oh, I don't know how you get the sweat. You'd have to sweat a lot.
Yeah, but all right. So if I gave you
or suck the sock. Is that what you meant?
If I gave you $400 to put my sock in your mouth and just start sucking.
For how long?
Like 5 seconds.
Yes. $400 for 5 seconds? Fuck yeah.
And you gotta suck my sweaty sock.
Yes.
Me too. I would do it for like $10, to be honest.
Alright. Would you do it with Deb's sock?
Yeah. So, here's what I'm gonna do. I'll do it with anybody's sock, bro. So, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna name something.
Wow, bro, your own podcast and you have notification or you have your ringer on your phone. Unprofessional.
It's my podcast. I can do whatever I want.
I'm the captain.
So I'm going to name something and you're going to tell me what you would relate that object to. Well, you know what I mean?
I like that.
For example, if I said White Claw, what would you say?
Alcohol. Are you doing like the first thing that pops in your head, like that kind of thing?
Sure.
Yeah, you want to do that? Yeah. That's easier.
Okay. Snowball.
Ice. I was gonna say cold.
Minecraft.
Block. Minecraft.
Bunk bed.
Step Brothers. Have you even seen Step Brothers?
I've seen Step Brothers. Oh, okay. What the fuck?
Everybody Someone hasn't.
I don't know, bro.
Oh, that movie's great.
Funeral.
Dead.
That's so deep. Stepdad.
Porn.
Whoa. Okay.
It's just a dick.
Porn.
I fuck.
Stepdad. Yeah. Bald.
You.
Fat.
Me. I knew it was coming, so I hit.
Gay.
I don't know.
So being gay is funny?
No, I just couldn't think of
one. Why'd you laugh when I said gay?
Because you looked at me differently.
I look at you.
You gave me a wink and you looked down.
It's no idea. Christmas. See,
Santa, but the you know Jacob's lying? Or if you catch Jacob in a lie, he's like, no, I didn't. He goes like, ugh. He goes like that kind of tone. He's
no,
like,
I don't.
What do you? No, I.
Bro, no, I don't, dude.
Dude. Look at the dude.
Light bulb.
Light.
Yeah. Doorknob.
Dirty.
Ah, not too many people would think that. That's a good one. Hand sanitizer.
Clean.
COVID.
Fuck.
Mask.
Deadly. That's not that. I'm sorry.
Masks are good. They're helpful, guys. We are not the CDC, but masks are helpful. Are you one of those?
I mean, I don't mind the masks, but like,
are you an anti-masker?
Wearing the mask like for long periods of time, like we did when we worked, bro. Or at least when I worked.
Are we getting political right now?
Yes. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck Trump.
What's I mean, fuck here? Trump too. I don't like Trump either. Don't throw that out there
right now. Casino.
Money.
Money.
Green.
Green. Airplane.
Fly.
Fly.
What?
Fly. All right.
We've done enough of that.
No, it's my turn now. Oh. This is fun. I like it.
Mike.
Echo.
Siemens.
Comes.
Megan. The longest. There's not the longest.
Bro, the drinking water.
Oh, hold on. Swallow. You know, I might as well drink myself.
Oh, hold on. No, it's like, hold on. Can you be quiet so I can drink? Okay. Okay, give me words.
Megan.
Fat.
Deb.
Sexy. Damn.
Did it go high?
Real high. More words.
ASMR. Ear licking.
Yes.
VR.
Cool. Immersive.
Regal.
Buick.
Kia.
Yes. Maybe.
Fender bender.
Fuck that guy.
I don't know anymore. I'm done.
That's it?
Wow. I don't want to do this for a full 10 minutes, bro.
Bro, it's a nice fucking whatever, you know? Would you ever be an actor? You could be an actor?
I'd be a voice actor. I like doing impressions and stuff.
Sound like Joe from Family Guy.
Peter. Peter. My legs don't work anymore. Peter.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That one was alright. What about, Peter?
Lois. Lois, my double chin.
You sound almost like Cleveland, but whatever.
Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
I'm a clown.
Do you think Family Guy should be canceled for the jokes that they make and stuff and the offensiveness?
Do they make current jokes that are bad?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch it currently. I don't really watch it.
I think Family Guy is timeless. It's always going to offend somebody, and I don't think it should ever be taken off the air because it offends a large group of people.
Though I think it should end.
You think it should end?
Yeah, it's been going on long enough.
And it's still funny. And I don't think because a group of people get offended by it. It should, yeah.
Damn.
But the thing about Family Guy is, like, you know what it is. You know what I mean? It's always been offensive to somebody. So, like, why would you get offended now and try to cancel it? You know what I mean? It's been over 20 years that it's been on the air. It was canceled for a year. But still over 20 years. So you can't cancel Family Guy. Can't cancel Eminem either. Like, those fucking...
I love Eminem.
Yeah, those fucktards try to cancel Eminem, bro. Arguably one of the greatest rappers of all time. Not the greatest rapper of all time, but one of them.
Because I'm white, I think I'll say he is the best rapper of all time.
Yeah, that is the whitest thing I've ever heard. Eminem is the best rapper of all time. Shut the fuck up.
I love Without Me, or Without You. Wait.
Without?
Me, yeah, Without Me.
Without? I don't remember that one. I think Eminem's prime was probably...
Slim Shady. 8 Mile.
The fuck?
8 Mile.
Oh, I forgot. I gotta pick up
Craig. It's 8 Mile, bro.
8 Mile, that was his prime?
I guess so. He had some good tunes in there.
And then his other prime was probably...
Or before that, I think.
Huh?
Was it before? Maybe it might be before he was also good.
No, his other prime was when he was doing songs with like Rihanna and like Lil Wayne and all that shit. That era, like late 2008, early 2010s.
It was alright.
Whatever. Anyways, enough about Eminem. I'm not gonna give more publicity.
He's not even gonna hear this, bro.
Eminem will hear this one day. Marshall, if you hear this, please. I'm in so much debt.
I love you, Slim.
You made it weird.
What? You said, talk to me, Marshall. I said, love you, Slim.
I didn't say, talk to me, Marshall. I said, Marshall, if you hear this, I'm in a lot of debt right now. Big fan. But I'm in debt. You know, I got student loans and a car to pay off, and I'm struggling, so help me.
So, and for him to help you, he has to talk to you, so technically I'm right.
No, because you just came right out the gate and said, I love you, Slim. That was gay.
Well, I was trying to pick up a penny on the ground.
What are you doing, stepbro? You like that? Do you like step-sibling porn?
No.
Me neither.
I barely find it anyway.
It's just a weird concept.
I never really find it. I just find, like, either two girl, one guy, threesomes, or lesbians.
You watch lesbian porn?
Yes.
I can, bro. I watch...
Shit's great.
I watch Latina or Ebony. That's it. That's my go-to. Those are the best ones. Swear to God.
I like mommy milkers. I'm just kidding. I don't like big boobs. Well, I mean, I do, but like, I don't like watching it.
What? I don't like fake boobs.
Well,
like,
I don't know if they're fake or not, but
you can't tell a fake from real.
Maybe. Maybe.
Nah, bro. I need the real ones. The ones that got some natural sag to them. You know what I mean? Bro, I'm hungry.
When you with the, you're picking up the person.
Yeah, but we're only at 37 minutes, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm just saying when you pick up the poison, you can grab some food or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to drive him and drive him back?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, unless he buys a car on the spot.
No, it's not registered. He can't drive it over, all the way over there. I wouldn't trust it. So, just so you know, are you busy tomorrow?
What time? I'm working till 12 anyway.
Like, later in the day. Because just so you know, we don't have to do the whole hour today. You can come back tomorrow for, like, another 20, 30 minutes if you wanted. But then again, the food's almost here, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If we don't make it, we can still do that. Or we can do it through Zoom. That's also a thing.
I don't have Zoom, though. I never use Zoom.
I've used Zoom once, but I'm sure it's not hard.
Why don't we just use Discord? I guarantee
you. We could do it through Discord, too. I just don't know how to record Discord. Do you know how? I'm sure I could figure it out.
You can get Streamlabs and just imagine that.
No?
Well, I don't know. Can't you just record shit?
Probably, somehow. But yeah, anyways, you have anything else you want to talk about?
Bro, this podcast is not it today. I'll tell you that.
No, it's real nice today. It's going good.
Kind of weird.
What do you mean?
I don't know what to talk about.
You wanted to come here and you don't know what to talk about. You just want me to come up with all the topics?
Usually you do, yeah. Excuse me.
I'm a topic guy. I'm full of topics. When's the last time you ate a booger? I feel like I've asked you this, but when's the last time? It's a new day. When's the last time you ate a booger?
No comment.
Oh.
I just can.
Are you gonna ask me the same thing?
No.
Oh, you don't want to hear my.
I thought you just answered.
No, I said, are you gonna ask me the same thing? When was the last time I ate a booger?
Oh, no? I thought you were answering again.
No, are you gonna?
I don't remember.
Are you gonna ask me the last time I ate a booger?
Well, I never answered myself after you asked me.
Well, then hurry up and answer.
I said I don't remember. When was the last time?
Yesterday. I just wanted to say, man, I ate a booger yesterday, and it was really good. It was scrumptious. It was delicious.
Was it a hunker?
It was a hard one. The ones you gotta, like, scrape. Scraped it off, dude. Fucking plucked it right in my mouth, dude. It was nice. It was like a pumpkin seed. It was nice. So VR boxing is hard. I used to be able to do it for like 15 minutes. Now I can do it for 10.
You can't do five more minutes?
Five more? Bro, you don't understand. It's so hard. I would let you try, but you will sweat in my headset, and that is disgusting.
I just want to see what it looks like. I don't want to box yet.
I can show you what it looks like. Just check my Facebook.
No, that's not the same.
What do you mean? You want to watch me box in real life
while yeah, I'm but it's in not VR? The same with having it on your head. It's just, like, different.
So you want to look through the thing.
I want to see what it looks like when I'm in it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Thing is, I don't want anybody to use my VR because that thing goes directly on my face and I can smell it. And I've also sweat in it. And I don't want anybody else to be touching my sweat. And I don't want to touch anybody else's sweat. So I don't want anybody to wear my headset.
You're also jerked off in it.
I did jerk off in it. Not in the headset,
but no, like, you have it inside it.
While I was wearing it, yeah. Yep,
you aimed it.
What?
You aimed.
Why would I?
You sniped your fucking headset.
Yeah, no. I've watched VR porn, and it's not all it's cracked up to be. It's.
Who's chatting in there? Anyone chatting?
No, a couple people popped in and out. No one's saying anything, though. I appreciate people who are watching, though. I'm recording a podcast currently. And it will be posted on Friday. We're at 41. We can get to an hour.
Yeah.
Someone just turned the air conditioner on. You saw the lights.
I'm starting to sweat.
Come on. Yeah, we're not gonna feel it in here. This room is hot as fuck.
Hey, oh. They crossed the bridge. Woo!
I actually want to get mad money on DoorDash so that I can go buy an air conditioner. Technically, I can buy it, but I don't want to, you know, do too much out of pocket funds, you know. I
still got to pay. Dave and Buster's get that. You can pour water in it, and it cools. Is that what it is?
Yep, right in the corner. I got it.
Doesn't it work?
No. It works, but not like it doesn't like cool the whole room at all. No, it's like a fan basically. It's like a little colder fan kind of. And it's not bad. We're talking about a Arctic Air, like, personal air cooler thing.
You put water in it.
Yeah, you can put, like, water and ice in the top, and you put water on the filter, and you freeze the filter. That they actually recommend that. And then you put it in there, and it's basically just a fan. It does cool you a little bit if you're, like, right in front of it, but it's not a substitute for an air conditioner, not even in the slightest. My room is still hot as fuck. As soon as you open the door, it's like you walked in, like, outside. And I need some new shoes.
You like these?
No.
They look like yours. They look like Roshi's.
I haven't bought new shoes in a really long time. I've not even since high school. I haven't bought new shoes.
I told my sister last week that I wanted to get all black shoes, and then we went to Marshall's because she was looking for stuff, and I found these babies.
You're really quiet, my guy.
How?
There you go. That's loud. Oh my god, I'm starving, bro. What do I want to eat today?
Me.
Hey, yo.
Yo, so, like, it just kind of popped in my head. Fair season's coming up. I know you don't like that, but it's kind of hype for me. I'm
a big people guy, you know what I mean? I don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of people. But at the same time, I am vaccinated.
Me and my boy, well, Armand, Dakota, we gotta go to the Durham Fair, probably.
That is the one fair I will not go to. I will not go to the Durham Fair.
I want to go to the Haddam Neck. I've never been to that one.
You ever been to the Big E?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
I love the Big E, bro.
Where's that mess?
Mm-hmm.
Springfield. I remember that you and the...
Yeah.
That one chick. I had to work, though. Or something.
Yeah, I went. We went. It was nice. It was fun. Is I paid fucking $13 for a lobster roll. That was...
Ew. I would never get, like, that kind of food at a fair.
So they have all the state buildings. There's, like, 5, 6, 7. I don't know. Like all the New England states. Why do you look like that?
I'm trying to think of the food I had at a Durham Fair once. It was like a weird ass burger. I think it was like oven baked burger or something. Oven like,
baked burger?
It was like, it was not a like a steamed normal burger. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you fucking got real gross. Excited about a steamed burger.
No. It was gross. The shit sogged up the whole bun.
Sogged up the
bun. And then it was
the
just mad juice coming out.
Juice.
Sounds like a lot.
R.P. to Juice WRLD, I miss you. Let's get a moment of silence.
I only know one song by him that I liked.
What?
I only liked one song. And
you didn't like Juice WRLD?
Well, I didn't really listen to him that much, but I listened to the one that everyone listened to.
Lucid Dreams.
Yep.
I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed. I take prescriptions to make me feel A-okay. I know it's all in my head.
I do it again.
That's a good song. That was actually... That was the first song I actually heard by Juice WRLD. Jeremy put me on to Juice WRLD.
Jeremy?
Yeah, Jeremy put me on. He put me on to Polo G, too. And Polo G has moved his way up to my favorite rapper now.
You already don't mind. We talked about this probably like that.
Yeah, when Jeremy put me on to Juice WRLD, he was like, he's like a black Post Malone. I was like,
so like, I'm with it. Mine.
But then, I have to get this shit off.
Fuck.
I have to get this shit off. And then I listened to Juice WRLD. I was like, he is not like Post Malone. He is better. He's better than Post Malone. Juice WRLD is his own man, has his own style. Juice WRLD is not the black Post Malone. Post Malone is white trash.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, here's my list, not including KSI.
List? Why is KSI even like on the list of your favorite rappers?
So, you know, okay, wait. You know how your songs are is it melodic?
Melodic.
Yeah. Melodic. I like his melodic songs. I like his voice. Pause. But like, he has his, all right. But other than that, I fuck with Post Malone.
Yeah.
I kind of started like 21 Savage. I ain't gonna lie. I like. Right. I'm starting to like Future's like some verses on some of the songs. I like them. Yeah. Let's see what else. Fuck Trippy Red. I used to like him, but not anymore.
Fuck Trippy Red. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Who else? You have too much downtime right now. You're not talking enough.
I'd say those two. Or three.
Those are your favorite rappers?
I like Eminem too, but Eminem,
that's a weird list.
Eminem doesn't really release that much anymore.
Weird list.
What do you mean?
Weird list, bro.
I don't listen to Polo that much.
I love Polo G. I love Ace Hood.
You like A$AP Rocky?
Copy. Yeah, A$AP Rocky is cool. He's just not the same anymore.
Well, I saw like this thing on TikTok where they interviewed or said, "Introduce yourself," and it's just a bunch of rappers and stuff. I'm trying to think of all of them. No, he's like.
You still watch TikToks?
Yeah, fucking. If you don't watch TikToks, and I know you do, you lying.
Not much anymore. Hold on. Food's here. You got it out?
Yeah.
Alright, so... that little breaky break. You can't really tell it's a break because I started recording on the same track. Megan got his food. I ate an egg roll. And then I had to pee. And then I decided to just take a quick shower. Just so I don't waste any time because I got shit to do after this. And I gave him time to eat. So, I just washed with my Dr. Squatch soap. I feel good. Can you smell me?
No. I'm a little stuffy, though.
Oh. You got COVID?
Yeah.
Damn. It's okay. We're vaxxed. Whoa. Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? You're 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. You know it's true.
That sounds a banger.
White people.
You're part white.
Yeah, part. But I'm Puerto Rican. What is that? This motherfucker drinks G Fuel, bro.
It ain't G Fuel. USES.
But he drinks G Fuel, bro.
Every this is fire.
G Fuel is what gets him going.
You know those skinny bottles?
The sparkling ice.
Yeah.
It's that, but with caffeine.
Yeah.
Weird.
It tastes fucking good.
I think I gotta adjust my mic again because I don't feel like... Actually, I'll just lean on the wall. This is
open for the boys.
Damn, for the boys. Bro, this Dr. Squatch smells good, to be honest.
I never noticed that you had a tattoo on your chest.
You didn't know that? Oh, I don't have a shirt right now. I don't have a shirt on right now. Whatever, man. I just got out the shower. It's hot. I'm a guy. This is my house. We're in my room, bro. So, if I want to be naked, you have to look at me legally. Honestly, I might order some Chinese food, because that...
You can probably just get it if you go back to Hagtown.
Yeah, since I'm heading that way, I just order it and like for pickup. Not the word. Yeah, whatever. And I have like $10 of Grubhub cash too, so I can get it even cheaper. I think I have to cancel my Grubhub Plus.
No, don't you get it with your thing?
What?
Your phone bill? I thought it was part of
Hulu,
it.
That's Hulu, bro.
Oh.
I get Hulu with my phone bill.
Excuse me. How much is Grubhub Plus?
$10 a month. But like at the same time, like it kind of pays for itself. But I don't order on Grubhub that much. But like you get $10 of pickup credit if you go to pick up an order, they'll give you $10 off. So it kind of pays for itself. But I don't even use it like that. You know what I mean? Because I always get delivery. So I don't think it's worth it to me. And probably the amount of times that I do use Grubhub, you know, throughout the whole month, the delivery fees probably wouldn't even equate to the amount I spent on the membership. Oh, no, I got a text. Let me just shower real quick. Finishing recording. Sorry, I have to read it out loud just because I can't have just no noise on the podcast. You know what I mean? I got to let the people know I'm here. I am here. Megan is stuffing his face right now. He just ate a piece of rice with his two fingers.
Well, because it was on the side. It was on the side of the tray.
And he can't get it with the fork. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up? Because
it's fucking hot.
It is hot, and I just got out the shower, so I'm extra hot. Yeah, because I'm feeling kind of burnt out, man. This week isn't the same.
You deserve a break.
I need a break, man. This week isn't the same.
Make me a piece of that. Break.
What
do you think of Chance? You like
break
Chance?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
What do you think of Chance? You like Chance?
I used to.
Has he been making music much?
Yeah, he's really gospel now. What? You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
Used to rock that shit in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song came out a while ago. Chance the Rapper's been around for a while.
I remember going to Brownstone my senior year and that song came on.
Brownstone, that's...
Yeah.
Portland, bro.
Yeah, no. I used to live in Portland, to be honest.
Oh, live, yeah, right, you did. Near you.
Summer Street.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, we are going to wrap up this episode. We're close enough to an hour, so, you know, I'll take it. Last week was only a half-hour episode, so...
I blame my tiredness for this episode. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I'm tired. You know, I worked a little overtime last week, and work the past couple days have been like... So, what are you doing?
Getting that cold air in.
Close the door, because you're just making noise. The AC, it picks it up, dude, I'm telling you. That did feel good, though. But, yeah, no. I worked a little overtime last week, and work this week has been rough. You know, rough couple days, so I'm trying to get back into it. I know that I have to do this every week. I need to drop an episode every week if this is something I really want to do, which it is. So I appreciate everybody for listening. If you made it this far, thank you. Remember, you can support the pod. Click the link in the description. You can donate, you can subscribe, make sure you follow on every platform that you listen to podcasts on. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, even if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a 5-star review, write a review and stuff. It'll help me. I'm sure it has something to do with the algorithms. So thank you, and I will see you. I won't really see them next week.
You'll hear us.
You will hear me next week.
Yeah, I'll probably take a break again because he doesn't like me that much.
Yeah, but I... Whatever.
Jeremy, come back.
Yeah, Jeremy, I need you. But I look forward to making episodes every week and seeing, you know, what happens and the traction I gain. All right. Goodbye. Wait, do we want to give them a song?
What song?
What do you think?
Let's harmonize on like a song. No, that's not a song. And plus you were flat.
Oh.
No, that's not a song.
What's up, Gary? Whoa. All right, bye.